thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, compassionate viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hawker 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 35. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Nations agency training project helps rural women in Myanmar or Burma. In animal welfare news, researchers discover a colony of rare monk seals in Greece. In good governance news, Yemen and Kuwait explore collaboration in the agricultural sector. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 10th, distinguished United States physicist Dr. Walter H. Bratton was born in 1902. For his work in the investigation of semiconductor properties and the development of the transistor, he was a co-recipient of the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1956. The transistor took the place of the larger vacuum tubes in telecommunication systems and became the foundation for electronic devices such as modern radios, television, and computers. Many valuable contributions from scientists such as Dr. Walter H. Bratton continue to help enrich our world.
News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Brazil. In the worst disaster of its kind in the country, storms, floods, and landslides endured in January wreaked havoc in the state of Rio de Janeiro, claiming about 870 lives, with some 400 more initially missing. As the Brazilian government pledged to build 8,000 homes for the vulnerable displaced, many among the nearly 21,000 people affected remained isolated due to the landslides that left roads blocked weeks after the storms, and thus were still in need of aid.
On January 13th, Supreme Master Qinghai had conveyed her sorrowful prayers and sympathies as she donated $15,000 and asked that our nearby association members please go and render aid to the most desperate. Combined with an approximate $4,700 contribution from our association members, the total $19,700 donation could purchase $89,600 in urgent necessities obtained in the United States based on Brazil's cost of living. Covering their own travel expenses of about $1,600, our association's relief teams from Brazil and Paraguay went to the city of Nova Friburgo in Rio de Janeiro state, devastated with the highest death toll of at least 418.
The joint relief team arrived on January 20th and was guided by the city's Department of Social Services to an impoverished area stricken by dozens of fatalities that were still in need of basic supplies. Thankfully, the local and federal governments, as well as supporting neighboring towns, had already been helping some of the Nova Friburgo victims. By the next day, the relief team delivered 400 packages of rice, flour, oil, sugar, and detergent, totaling 4,600 kilograms, along with SOS flyers about the veg solution to halting climate change. The relief recipients expressed their touched gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving support at this time.
Our earnest appreciation for the help of the Department of Social Services and other officials, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional aid and our association's relief team for their prompt and caring efforts. With our prayers for the rapid recovery of the storm victims' day-to-day lives, may such disasters be minimized through our kinder care of the planet and all fellow inhabitants.
Volcanoes erupt in Russia and Japan. Geophysicists issued an orange danger alert for the Shevelukh, Kariamsky, and Kiziman volcanoes on Monday, February 7th, as they began erupting on the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia's far east. The Shevelukh emitted a column of ash of over 7 kilometers above sea level in height, while clouds from the other two reached 4 kilometers. Experts warn that aircrafts could be threatened as volcanic ashes spread for hundreds of kilometers, although nearby communities were not considered to be at risk. The eruption, said to be of similar strength to the powerful Bezimiani volcano eruption in 1956, also led to a series of minor earthquakes in the region. Meanwhile, in Japan, the Sakurajima and Shinmoidaki volcanoes in Kagoshima Prefecture on the southwestern island of Kyushu erupted on Tuesday, February 8, sending ash plumes 2 kilometers skyward. A level 3 alert that maintains a restricted zone of 4 kilometers was issued for both areas, as scientists warn that the recent volcanic activity in the region is that which preceded fatal eruptions 300 years ago. Our appreciation, Japanese officials, for your precautionary notifications to safeguard the public. May such instabilities be eased as we strive through our benevolent actions to restore the Earth's balance.
Colombia and Chile hit by earthquakes. On Tuesday morning, February 8th, a 4.4 magnitude quake rattled the southwestern Colombian department of Huila, its epicenter 18 kilometers southeast of Rivera municipality. Later that morning, the Atacama region of northern Chile was jolted by a tremor measuring 5.7 on the Richter scale, its epicenter 50 kilometers southeast of Copiapó.
Fortunately, neither Latin American nation reported damage or injuries from the quakes. With thankfulness for the protection of the quake-shaken areas, we pray at the same time for such disturbances to subside through humanity's greater consideration of all beings in the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
North and South Korea's exchange handshakes. Starting on Tuesday, February 8th, mid-level military officials held the two countries' first dialogue in several months. Prior to their meeting, both sides had agreed to resume discussions of the Red Cross regarding humanitarian issues, including attempts to reunite separated families living in the two Koreas. Wednesday's face-to-face meeting, held at the Truth Village of Panmunjom, began as South Korean Colonel Moon Song-gyun and North Korean Colonel Zee Sung-kwang cordially shook hands with each other. Their discussions ended 5 hours later without having achieved a consensus on future higher-level military talks. Following the meeting, South Korea released a statement expressing continued willingness to hold the high-level meetings should North Korea accept.
Our respectful appreciation, North and South Korea, for your efforts to restore relations. We pray for the smooth resuming of such peace-promoting initiatives for the benefit of your nations and the world.
Animal rights organization calls for ban on live skinning of fish. Mercy for Animals, a U.S.-based animal advocacy organization in the USA, has revealed an undercover investigation video of live catfish being skinned and sliced, fully conscious, at a processing center in Texas, USA. The footage of the animal struggling when the worker removed the fin and skin by constant flapping until the fish's head was dismembered further testifies to recent research demonstrating that fish feel pain in a manner similar to mammals. The organization is calling on the government to ban such torturous slaughter methods and is asking that consumers adopt the humane vegan diet to spare fish and all other sentient beings such sacrifice in the food production. We are deeply saddened to know of the suffering of these aquatic animals, as we thank Mercy for Animals for your efforts to bring such cruelty to the attention of the public. May more and more people realize the benefits of plant-based fare to both our health and ultimate peace of mind.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production.
Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US dollars. millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Aug Sis, or Vietnamese dentist, patents new orthodontic procedure. Dr. Ha Yung Hung is the first Aug Sis, or Vietnamese dentist, to be granted a U.S. patent for a new orthodontic method called MyoEffect Orthodontics. The Mayo Effect uses an approach known as chirodontics to help correct a range of dental problems and even certain gum conditions that do not benefit from ordinary orthodontic treatment methods. As a step beyond the conventional teeth straightening devices known as braces, this new method serves to balance muscles, bones, and teeth for the benefit of one's functional bite as well as the smile, face, and even posture. Moreover, these improvements are often seen with shorter treatment times and no extractions or oral surgeries. Our accolades, Dr. Ha Yung Hung, for this innovative way to implement corrective dental treatment. May your patented method be shared throughout the world, bringing confident and radiant smiles to many.
Passengers aboard Blazing Ferry rescued. Travelling off the coast of Jakarta, Indonesia on Tuesday, February 8th, the ferry Selvia suddenly caught fire from an explosion. Thanks in part to the captain's swift actions in attempting to extinguish the flames and sending out an alert, several Coast Guard vessels, along with three nearby tugboats and one National Search and Rescue Agency ship, soon arrived and were able to safely rescue all 225 passengers. Our grateful thanks, Selvia captain and rescue personnel, for your life-saving actions. Wishing all 225 passengers many celebrations of life in the loving company of family and friends.
Save our planet. World food prices increased 3.4%, reaching record highs. Announcing this December 2010 rise in food prices, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, stated that it was the steepest since records began in 1990. Rice prices shot up to a 27-month high in countries such as Bangladesh and Indonesia, two of the largest rice importers in Asia, with Bangladesh doubling imports due to panicked buying. In Sri Lanka, where floods have just displaced over 1 million people, rice prices were also up amidst grave concerns over the fate of the staple crop after tens of thousands of acres of agricultural land were destroyed. Floods in Victoria, Australia have also devastated potential harvests of fruit and vegetable growers, while heavy rains and floods damaged swathes across southern Africa, with Lesotho having already lost 60% of her crops. China's food-producing regions are also suffering from the worst drought in 60 years, decreasing yields across 4 million hectares.
In an effort to address both the food shortages and the escalation of tensions that could result in conflict, the FAO, along with France, current leader of the G20 group, have called for more regulations to help stabilize prices and food supplies. During a joint press conference, FAO head Charles Diouf noted the unrest that has already been seen in some parts of the world. As French Farm Minister Bruno Le Maire stated, "We share the same view that today the real risk of a global food crisis exists." South Korean President Lee Myung-bak similarly highlighted the need to address this emerging issue, as he stated, "The likelihood of a global food crisis is rising due to climate change. We need to set up national strategies and research to tackle the issue."
We appreciate the concern of the United Nations, South Korea, and governments worldwide seeking ways to stabilize this grave situation on which lives and livelihoods depend. May humane and constructive food production policies be swiftly implemented to ensure the nourishing sustenance of people.
Speaking about rising food costs and those who suffer from hunger, Supreme Master Ching Hai, during an October 2009 video conference in Germany, expressed deep concern while offering a solution that would address all needs.
According to a recent announcement by the United Nations, the number of people going hungry across the world in 2009, this year, has now officially exceeded 1 billion. This is due in part to the steeply rising food costs that are part of our global economic crisis. However, this is directly related to meat consumption. Because if all the grains fed to livestock animals were grown for human consumption instead, then the amounts of food harvested for humans would be higher and prices lower. Moreover, global warming has resulted in many instances of documented extreme weather, leading to devastating crop losses and also drive food prices sky high. So if everyone turns to the plant-based diet, we have more food immediately and an easing of conditions like drought and flooding, with abundant harvest and food supplies quickly restored.
During a press conference with U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, French Defense Minister Alain Juppé encourages Egyptian political parties advocating reform to organize towards the goal of free and fair elections, saying that it's time for global leaders to back democratic forces in Egypt as he pledges his country's support for the decisions of the nation's people.
The freeing of software company Google executive Wael Ghanem after 12 days of detention gives voice to an even greater number of fellow Egyptians as he cries for the lives lost during the protests and affirms the need for government change that honors human rights. Within less than a day, 130,000 people join an online Facebook page in his support as the government meanwhile releases Al Jazeera's Cairo bureau chief Ayman Mayaldan, as well as the first 34 political prisoners since promising reforms.
The British government pledges its support for Tunisians' transition to democracy, as well as other Arab states' political reform, with an $8 million donation to establish the Arab Partnership Fund, while the European Union similarly announces support for the democratic movement in Tunisia, with discussions underway for an offering of donated financial assistance.
Save our planet. Scientists report North Korea's longest cold spell since 1945, with temperatures staying below freezing for 40 consecutive days, causing concern for this year's crops, as the soil is also found to be frozen as far as 42 centimeters below the surface.
Save our planet. US-based Partners in Amphibian and Reptile Conservation announces 2011 as a year of the turtle to raise awareness about the plight of this important animal, 50% of whose remaining species are threatened with extinction.
Warning news. A California, USA company recalls more than 3,000 pounds of ground beef and other meat products due to concerns of bacterial contamination with E. coli, which can cause bloody diarrhea, dehydration, kidney failure, and even death.
The Tagahi, and I'm following a nutritious plant-based diet here with a tip of the day. United States researchers have found that oranges and some other fruits are healthy because of the powerful combination of compounds they have. Because of this, eating the whole fruit is better than taking a vitamin C supplement, for instance. Enjoy some yummy fruit today. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news. A United Nations agency training project assists real women in Myanmar or Burma. 25 women from different ethnic groups and religions came from across the western state of Rakhine to attend a 13-day course in Maldo. They learned advanced sewing skills with the goal of later training others in their villages. Funded by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, and offered by the Philippine-based Community and Family Services International, the class is intended to facilitate financial security, build bridges between cultures, and promote the well-being and rights of people in the area. Our sincere appreciation, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and Community and Family Services International, for your dedication to improving the lives of the gentle residents of Myanmar. May the new abilities gained bring great benefits to many beautiful families in the region.
In animal welfare news, researchers discover a colony of rare monk seals in Greece. The location of this community of the world's most endangered seal is on a small island in the Aegean Sea, an abatement of the Mediterranean Sea. Dr. Alexandros Karamanlidis, scientific coordinator of the MOM Hellenic Society for the Study and Protection of the Monk Seal, said this place is incredibly important. The seals feel so secure that they go out onto open beaches. The number of seals born annually on this island is among the highest recorded in the Mediterranean Sea. To further safeguard these precious marine mammals, the MOM Hellenic Society is working to have this newly found habitat established as a marine protected area. What wonderful news, MOM Hellenic Society, for the study and protection of the monk seal. Our heartfelt gratitude for your dedication to the thriving of these intelligent animals. May the loving monk seals flourish in safety and happiness evermore, protected by human guardianship and heaven's grace. Coming up, Yemen and Kuwait discuss collaboration in the agricultural sector. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Stay tuned for more helpful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, lively news for a vibrant world. In good governance news, Yemen and Kuwait explore collaboration in the farming sector. Yemen's Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation, Mansour El-Halshabi, and the head of Kuwait's Farmers Federation, Masoud El-Arada, discussed means to help each other's growth in the area of agriculture. His Excellency El-Halshabi stated that Yemen has a surplus of agricultural products which have been grown without herbicides. These could be offered to Kuwait at reasonable prices. Congratulations, Your Excellency Mansour al-Hashibi, Mr. Masoud al-Arada, Yemen and Kuwait, on your friendly communication. May your two nations have much success in producing and exchanging flourishing organic crops for a long-lasting and balanced ecosphere with Allah's blessings.
Let's enjoy some humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Flying. It is told in Czech.
Mami, už nikdy nepoletím znovu letadlem.
Proč ne? Byl jsi v první třídě a obsluha by tam měla být skvělá.
Ano, dávají ti hodně pití a jídla, to ano, ale musíš celou dobu sedět. Nemohl jsem si zajít ani na záchod.
Co se stalo? Říkal jsi, že jsi tam byl dokonce sám?
Ještě než nastartoval motor, řekli, abychom si sedli a nikam nechodili. A přímo proti mně byla cedule s nápisem. Když sedíte, zapněte si bezpečnostní pás.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I'm hoping to be able to connect to your Supreme Master TV programs. I'm a Roman Catholic and I wish to expose my children and myself to good quality TV programs that are good for our minds and souls. God bless and have a great day. Anne from Brisbane, Queensland, Australia.
Hi Thinking Anne, thank you for your inquiry. Please see your local satellite provider about receiving our free-to-air channel in Brisbane. Detailed information on how to set up your satellite can be conveniently accessed at suprememastertv.com. Wishing you and all the precious people of Australia an abundance of divine blessings on a calm and sustainable earth.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May the love and wisdom of heaven be your cherished guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is among those calling for restraint from Thai and Cambodian officials as they strive to resolve a border matter, with offers from both Indonesia and Orlak or Vietnam to help in facilitating the peace process.
Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad and European Union representative Christian Berger lay the cornerstone for a facility being constructed in Ramallah, Palestine, donated by the European Union as part of the School of Hope initiative to increase access to education.
In northern Spain, Basque nationalist Rufi Etxeberria and the leader of the political party Batasuna announces the group's change to a new peaceful party that seeks non-violent change through diplomacy and participation in elections.
Visiting Chilean Foreign Minister Alfredo Moreno meets with Bolivia's Foreign Minister David Choquehuanca in La Paz to discuss solutions to maritime issues, including granting Bolivia shipping access to the Pacific Ocean.
Nearly 900 Afghans voluntarily lay down their arms and enroll in the government's reintegration program, which promises jobs, literacy and vocational training, as well as development aid for their villages.
All new passengers' cars sold in the European Union are now required to have daytime running lights, or DRL, that switch on when the engine starts, increasing vehicle visibility and general safety for both drivers and pedestrians.
To assist those affected by drought in the country, the Syrian government announces the allocation of funds totaling $250 million will be distributed to approximately 420,000 disadvantaged families.
At the Gulf Cooperation Council conference in Qatar, health ministers of member states Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates discuss increased cooperation toward goals that include eliminating polio, halting smoking, and raising awareness in other preventive health areas.
Basketball star Kobe Bryant of the Los Angeles Lakers in California, USA, and his charitable organization, the Kobe Bryant Family Foundation, works with visiting middle school children from China to help them improve their basketball skills during a cultural exchange.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.